Well, it's a beautiful morning, ain't it? Oh, yeah, when you do something cool, you think you're okay. There's probably nothing's gonna happen, you know, nothing's gonna happen. These guys think you're so, I'm so high, tidy, and mighty, and mighty. I can do whatever the hell I want. I can sabotage this guy, the malware, him, I can do whatever the hell I want. Well, hey, some guys know how to play games too, so it's all gonna be a good time here when we find out what happened. If you don't know what I'm talking about, you listen to this, yeah, you might want to know. 1, A, B, C, and D, yes, there's a humongous difference from a 145 to 155 pound, you lunatic psycho. You guys are an idiot. This guy, does he really made it this whole long? He stole all of his whole career and his whole bits. They were garbage junk. And now he comes out here and he wants to tell people that he's got some big... He should promote some freaking bum-ass thieves. But yeah, that's cool. Promote them and now you're going to find out what's going to happen. Because I am actually copyrighted. So, that's cool. It's all good. It's all good, man. I'm fine over here. I'm eating too, man. I don't care. I'm copyrighted. That's cool. I paid him, too. I don't know why I'm paying him. What am I paying him? What's that money for? Pretty sure it's... I don't know, my attorney's working on it. It's all good, man. It's all getting topped and dropped and bopped. So it's all good. You'll be hitting some red flags here pretty soon. So it's all good. I hope you guys can enjoy it because you're going to find it real easy. You might want to go delete all that shit right now if you want to get away with it. But it's too late. Well, at least you could delete it, because I don't really want to have to do this. I didn't want to have to do it. But now I'm hearing some bullshit, and I'm hearing also this guy acting like he knows what he's talking about. Really? This guy is going to move to Hunter. This is a whole show in this one piece of shit show last night. I don't know what his name is. I can't remember it anymore, but it's a show on, yeah, well, YouTube or something clips it, rips it, dips it. And then there's another podcast with that. Oh, man, I believe that show. I can't imagine somebody not believing. Really? You were a wrestler, right? You do know wrestling weight classes were like 5 pounds, right? Like, it was like a 140 to 145. Do you know I went down to 135 because I didn't want to wrestle 140-pounder? That's 5 pounds. You're acting like 145 to 155 is nothing. But how much did you weigh your life? Really? Because Islam Mahakashif is a humongous 155-pound. I don't give a shit what Alexander Volkanovski gets his weight up to. This guy is a lot bigger than him. It's not gonna be like him out there fighting him in a Brian Ortega damn near choked him out in a freaking guillotine choke. You don't think that little scumbag skinny ass bitch was almost choking him out? You don't think Islam Makhachev's gonna break this dude's arm? And now I really hope he does. I have no disregard for Alexander Volkanovski. I like him. I think this is a cool fight. But now I just want Islam Makhachev to break his arm off. Just to prove that he's the freaking man. You guys are freaking stupid. Freaking Ortega, you're trying to sell up. This fight's already sold. You don't need to lie. You don't need to shiggle and go wiggle it out. Okay? Somebody want to steal that? You want to kick that too? Up to the little shop and stick it up the yang yang. Do that, man. But I don't know. He's going to get some more up his yang yang somewhere else. But what he did is criminal. So that's cool. What he's done is criminal. The other guy just, he did it every now and then. This guy was criminal. You're just stupid. This guy at night is a dummy, dude. What is he doing? What is he talking about, man? I don't get it. 145 to 155, and he's acting like that's not a big difference. You don't think that's a big difference? You don't think that's a big difference? No, it's a humongous difference. You think because when Conor McGregor moved up from 145 to 155 and fought little Eddie Alvarez, he was big and bad, right? Look what Dustin Poirier has done to that guy twice. Look what he's done. What are you talking about, my friend? What are you talking about? The guy ain't even 155 pounds. That guy's 145 pound granite ground behemoth with a rich dude. And now he just doesn't even give a shit about fighting. I know his name. It's Conor McGregor. He's a scumbag. He could have been one of the best, and now he's a freaking piece of shit, if you ask me, fighting-wise. Personally, I think he did a hell of a good job for his career. He's got a hell of a lot of money, so yeah, way to go. But his fighting style, I don't really like it. I think it sucks. I don't think he comes back and gets his ass kicked. Poirier's kicked his ass twice already. What the hell is wrong with people? Are you guys blind? And you guys want to act like you're the voices of MMA. No wonder the voices of MMA don't longer work for ESPN and UFC. Because they fired your asses. You guys are stupid, stupid people. They fired Brendan Schaub years ago because he doesn't even know what the hell's going on. Like some freaking bum-ass bitch just walked into a freaking octagon and said, I want to fight. Oh, I got a lucky knockout of some scumbag punk. Oh, yeah, nice job. Anybody could walk in 2008 and knock some fat-ass bitch out. That's what he made his career on. Jeez, oh, Pete, you guys are so dumb. They're just so smart and smooth, too, but you probably picked the wrong people to hang out with here. This is like the Joe Rogan episode when he told these guys he picked the wrong people to hang out with. Mr. Bad Guy, you're picking the wrong people to hang out with. You're picking scumbag thieves. That's what they are, scumbag thieves, but you know what? That's what you are. So, my best friend been ring around her, aren't you? That's what they had. Hey, slander? Maybe not, but it's all true. That guy's a thief. He stole. He got a felony for it. Who are you stealing from the real estate company from? I don't know where you get that expunged with all your good money. Huh. Meanwhile, you got Stephen Bonner dead. But, gee. Nobody gives a shit about that, right? You don't even care enough to say anything about that. Well, geez, you could at least say, oh, I don't like the guy. He was a dick. I didn't like him. I thought he was punk. Well, he's dead. And you don't want to talk about that, but you'll talk about 145 pounds, go up to 155 pounds, and then you'll give credit to these fucking scam-ass pieces of shit while they're still alive, running and breathing, and driving me into a mud hole ground to do something I never wanted to have to do until today, and I did it. So thank you. That's the show. I gotta go to work now. Hope you enjoyed it. And by the way, I've no offense to Volkanovski. I think he's a hell of a fighter, great fighter, awesome fighter. But he's gonna get hurt. You wanna know how he's gonna get hurt? You wanna beat people to lose his feelings? You know, I tell you how he's gonna be. I'll tell you how he's gonna get beat. He's gonna walk right out there and, what do you think? They're gonna stand there. Makhachev's gonna sit there and go punch, kick, and he's gonna go, fuck this guy. I'm gonna take him down to the ground. I'm gonna get on top of him. I'm gonna get over here. I'm gonna get a side control. I'm gonna turn him over. I'm gonna get to the full mount. I'm gonna start pounding his face, and he's gonna turn over to his stomach. I'm gonna lock up a rear naked choke. I'm gonna lift it up hard. I'm gonna freaking choke the shit out of him. He's probably not gonna tap out. He's probably gonna go to sleep. That's how that's gonna end. If it doesn't, then it's gonna be a hell of a long night for that dude, because that's how it's gonna happen every single freaking round. Watch fight and no fight, and I do. Bam. Have a good one. Take care, folks. Check you later.